During the interlude, we start off with just a... Now that's up on the fifth string and it's muted. And the rhythm is one and a two and a three and a four and a one and a two and a three and a four. Picking wise, that's down, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up. One more time slowly. Down, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up. Then we'll go into a part where we actually play some chords. And we'll have... So that little chord part you're hearing is on and four and starts on the and of three. So we'll have almost two whole measures of our one and a two and a three and a four. One and a two and a three and. What you're hearing there is an upstroke on the third string, second fret. I have finger one holding down the strings four, three, and two, second fret. So the upstroke will be that third string. Then keep that there. Add the second finger to the second string, third fret. We'll play it with the third and fourth strings upstroke. Then take that second finger off and strike that again. That's an A suspended to an A. So we have one and a two and a three and a four. One and a two and a three and four and. So that's how that comes in there. Then we have the same pattern again, but we have some different chords. So we'll have one and a two and a three and a four. One and a two and a three and four and. Now what's happening this time is I still have that bar, finger one, on the third, fourth, and second string, second fret. I'll still hit that third string by itself. I'll do an upstroke of the three strings. I do not have the second finger down. You're hearing just the bar. For the next stroke, I will add that finger along with the third finger, fourth string, fourth fret. So this is actually a D chord. So I have the bar down, strings four, three, and two, second fret. But I also have finger two on the second string, third, finger three on the fourth string, fourth. I hit that chord, keep it down, add your little finger to the fifth string, fifth fret. That becomes our new back note. Boom, do, 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 do. So it's still the fifth string, but now it's the fifth string, fifth fret. So here's what we have so far of this interlude. Once we get past the opening two measures. After we do the rhythm pattern on that fifth string, fifth fret, one and a two and a three, there's your third string with an upstroke. We still have this D chord down. We'll play the whole chord and then take it off. So if I go from that fifth string, fifth fret, keeping the rhythm for us, we have that. And then we go back to our rhythm pattern with that fifth string. And we will do it for two measures. From here, we go back into another verse. Now to see what the accent guitar does during this interlude.